You can go ahead and have a seat. We're going to take up an offering in just a second. But before we do that, wanted to share with you just for a couple minutes about something happening here in the life of our church that we're pretty excited about. We started the church 7 years ago, and really in the beginning, we had this idea that we don't necessarily want to be a big church. We want to be a multiplying church. Like, we want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, something bigger that's happening here in the city of Denver. And so what would it look like if one day we were working with other churches here in Denver and are part of something bigger that's going on? And maybe even one day, what if we were multiplying? What if we were helping to actually start other new churches in the city? Well, a few months ago, the pastors and our staff and our elders sort of got together and we started asking the question, you know, we've talked about this for a long time, and we've said that this is our desire. Maybe we need to really start taking some steps of faith and living this out. What would that look like if we stopped just talking about it and started really believing it and living it out? And so we've begun doing that over the last few months. We actually shared this with our members at a meeting several months ago and talked about it a bit there and have begun taking some steps behind the scenes. You probably haven't noticed much, but we've been doing some things behind the scenes. We've changed some things on our staff structure, and we've been pursuing and looking for some opportunities to live this out. And so we wanted to take a moment today and almost put a stake in the ground and say, like, this is where we feel like God is leading us as a community of faith, and here's what it may begin to start looking like. And so Stephen to come up. Stephen, as most of you know, if you've been here very well, is another pastor here on staff. And Stephen is really sort of overseeing this initiative and has begun pursuing some opportunities we feel like God has given us in this direction. So he can share a little bit more specifics about that.
Yeah, so for 7.5 years, this idea of what would it look like to be a part of a multiplying movement of the Spirit of God in Denver has been on our heart, and we really came to the place where we just felt like now is the time to move. And a lot of things, as Norton said, have been moving, but none of you would know that because you show up on Sundays or you go to D group and everything kind of looks the same. So we just wanted to take a few minutes today to let you know, because everyone who's here today, by participating in what God has done and what God has created through our community here at New Denver Church, you're a part of this. And a part of what we're sharing with you today is a new identity that we're taking on, and all of you have a part in that. So essentially what this means is that we're beginning to move out, to not just be concerned about what happens here in this little corner of the neighborhood, but to look around the city. And if you've been in Denver very long, you know Denver isn't one place. Denver is many different places, lots of different neighborhoods, lots of different people. In lots of places that would never hear about, never know about New Denver Church. And in many places, they actually don't have a great community experience where they could hear and know about the love of Jesus. And so we want to be a part of partnering with other churches, initiating new churches, and doing whatever we can to foster creating a healthy, vibrant communities of faith. That doesn't mean they're big. You may be looking around right now and thinking, why in the world is this tiny church thinking about multiplying? And the truth is, it's not about numbers or size. It's about creating, partnering with God to be a part of what he's already doing in people's lives in the city. So that might be in groups of 20 or 30 or 40 or 100 or 200, but this probably won't look like something on the outside that's really big and huge. So what does that mean practically? Well, we're following kind of three lines right now, and you can be praying for all three of these kinds of effort. One is reaching out to churches like us that are independent churches. We're not part of a denomination. We're not part of a local network or anything. We just sort of exist on our own. And there's lots of other churches like us that are like-minded in the city, and we're reaching out to them to say, hey, maybe we could be better together than we are as individuals. So let's talk about working together. The second is to think about planting churches. We have so many great leaders that have come through, like Taylor and others, who come through the seminary, and some of them have a heart for planting churches. And so we're asking, how could we be an incubating church, a church that would actually help a leader develop a vision for what God might be calling them to in the city, and then actually help them with the really practical stuff of starting a church, setting up a 501c3 and establishing bank accounts and elders and raising money, all the stuff that we had to do when we first started New Denver Church. And then the third thing is to work with existing churches that have a heart to reach their neighborhood, but they've grown older or they've shrunk in size and they just don't really know how to reach out anymore, but they still have some resources, they still have some influence, they still have a heart to see God move through them. So we're initiating partnerships with those kind of churches as well. And we actively have relationships and opportunities in all three of those areas. We have a young man we're talking to who's in the city who's has a heart to plant a church, and we're going through the interview process to see if partnering with him might be a good idea. We're actively talking with several local churches that are intrigued by the idea of partnering together. And I'm going to leave here in just a little bit and preach in front of 12 people at a tiny little church down in University Hills that has a heart to reach their neighborhood, but they just don't know how. And so we're entering into an interim relationship with them to provide some pastoral care. So you guys can be praying for all of those kind of things, but we just also wanted to give you an opportunity to know what was going on. So as Norton said, we as a community put a stake in the ground that going forward, our identity is not just about what happens in this building. We're starting to move out and to care about what God's doing around the city as well. There's a lot of different ways that you can be involved in that, and you have questions. If you want to know more, you can definitely talk to me about that going forward.
Yeah, and so really today, we just want to commit to this. There's not we don't have like a sign-up sheet with a bunch of stuff to start signing up for. We'll have that next week, but no.
Right.
There might be some really practical things, and you might have some super practical questions about this that we didn't have time to talk about today. So definitely talk to Stephen or myself afterwards or Dan or someone else on staff, and we can fill you in. But really, we just wanted to say, what would it look like for us today to commit to this as a community of faith? And so one good way to do that is just to verbally, out loud, commit to it together. So we put together a statement, sort of a commitment that we thought it would be good for us to say out loud and read together. And if you're like me, you don't really want to say something out loud or read it until you've actually heard it first. Like, you don't want to commit to something until you know what you're committing to. So let me read this for you first, and then we can say it together. So you can just listen at this point. This is what we want to say. God, we believe you're doing a new work among us. You are not only transforming our lives, but our city and our world. And we want to join your work in bringing greater transformation and renewal to our city and world. Today, we commit to increased collaboration with other churches in Denver. We also commit to raising up new leaders in churches in Denver so that more may know, receive, and bear witness to the love of Jesus in our city. We give from our time, talent, and treasure to this venture as an investment in your kingdom. We know that we will face challenges along the way, but we trust in your spirit, your power, and your sovereign hand. May your kingdom come, your will be done in Denver as it is in heaven. That's our prayer, and that's our commitment. And so would you join in with us in saying that together today as a community of faith? Let's say it together. God, we believe you are doing a new work among us.
You're not only transforming our lives, but our city and our world. We want to join your work in bringing greater transformation and renewal to our city and world. Today, we commit to increased collaboration with other churches in Denver. We also commit to raising up new leaders and churches in Denver, so that more may know, receive, and bear witness to the love of Jesus in our city. We give from our time, talent, and treasure to this venture as an investment in your kingdom. We know that we will face challenges along the way, but we trust in your spirit, your power, and your sovereign hand. May your kingdom come, your will be done in Denver as it is in heaven.
Let's pray. God, this is our commitment to you, and in a sense, it's really just a surrender because we know we can't really do anything on our own, and we didn't really start this church, or this hasn't happened, what's happening here, because of anything we've done, but because of your spirit and what you've done. And so even now, as we take up an offering and we give money towards this community of faith and not just what's happening here, but towards this venture and what's happening in Guatemala and other things that you're doing through this community of faith, God, we just surrender it to you and we ask you to do what you will, to move how you desire, to lead us, to be our ultimate shepherd, and to help us to simply listen for your voice and to follow you well. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.